Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to deal with another hard subject. How do you interact with someone who is paranoid? And maybe we need to begin with how we know someone is paranoid. Paranoid people are fearful of everybody. They're always talking about what people are saying behind their backs that are negative. They'll always be telling you to watch out because these other people are out to get you one way or another. They're always thinking that people are scheming in one way or another. And unfortunately, these people live in a lot of fear. They fear their entire world around them as far as humanity is concerned. And they're really hard to deal with because even if you try to help them, they think that even if they trust you, the people that you may need to rely on to help them get further services, well, those people are out to get them. They're not going to do well by them. They will lose their patience. They will antagonize these people. They will tell them that they know that they don't listen or that they're going to be harmed by this person who's there to help them. And it just becomes really crazy making. And the only thing that one can do when you're dealing with paranoid people is to let them know that they are safe, that they need to trust the person who is there helping them, because without that person's advocacy, nothing's going to be done. They're going to be stuck in whatever the situation is that they're in. I'll give you an example that happened just today, actually, as I'm recording this. So I have an acquaintance that I met, probably about a month and a half ago. And she's always telling me stories about her family and the things that are really weird about what they say about one another and about her. And usually as she speaks about these people, it's always about how they're out to harm one another, how one is being used by the other, how one is getting money from one another, or how they're going to be harming her in some way by speaking negatively about her to someone else in the family. And some of the stuff that she says may very well be true. I don't know. I'm never there when she's interacting with these particular people. But what I can tell you is that none of it has to do with being treated kindly, appropriately, lovingly, or caringly. And it can be quite energetically difficult to be around. But it is this type of person who really needs someone that they can count on, because otherwise they're never going to be able to get the help that they need. And that's what happened to this woman over and over and over and over again. This one has some pretty serious health issues going on. And she doesn't even understand all the stuff that's going on with her. However, she needed to go back to the hospital today, get further treatment for an operation she had a few days ago, because she was having some pretty serious repercussions from it. And she needs a place to rest and heal. She's homeless. She has nowhere to go. And when they released her to her family, they're crazy. They wanted her out like all day long. She just had a freaking operation. She has an incision that needs to heal. In fact, her whole gut needs to heal. So as we were talking to the social worker over at the hospital, she was making comments about not trusting her, that they don't need to know everything and that they're all in it together. And you know, you never really know who the they is that she's speaking about. But what you do know is that she's scared. And the other thing that you know is that the other person may or may not pick up on what's going on. Now, in this case, it's a social worker, so I sincerely hope that she understood what was going on there, because it's pretty clear. And from what I know now, she is in a bed in the ER, and they're trying to keep her comfortable, and I just hope they admit her and just keep her there till at least she can recuperate from the surgery. However, she wouldn't have even gone there with me if she didn't trust me. And we did get into it, trust me. You know, the social worker came. She didn't like me intervening and telling the social worker what she needed to know. And I just had to kind of tell her what she needed, and then I left to allow this woman to take care of her own situation, because mainly I just wanted to make sure that she got in touch with the social worker to help her get the care she needed. And by doing it that way, she didn't have to wait hours and hours in the ER. She had already had an operation. She didn't need to go through that. So we expedited the way to care. And she's not really happy with how the social worker handled it. And that's okay. I wouldn't expect her to be, given her fear of this person not trusting her. But what did happen was she got herself some more care, and she got it fairly quickly. So the underlining thing here is that when you're around people who just tell you that everyone is after them and everyone's after you and you can't trust anybody and they tell all these wild stories, it's a form of paranoia, and it's not normal, and it's their fear speaking because they were traumatized a lot. And that trauma is what helped develop the paranoia. The best you can do is the best you can do. And that's all you can do. You don't get defensive. You don't get upset. You don't get in their face. You just help them get what they need done to the best of your ability. And if it becomes too much, as happened this morning, I just left, because I knew she was in good hands with the person that I left her with. And we had made contact with the social worker. The social worker was there. And what was going to happen was going to happen. She didn't need me anymore. I just wanted to make sure that she made contact with that person and wasn't waiting in the emergency room for 5 hours to get looked at. And that's it. I left. Go on with my day. And she's doing what she's doing, and that's all that can happen. I had another paranoid client. This person is an acquaintance. She's not any client of mine, right? The one that I was just talking about. But I did have a client many, many years ago, when I worked and supported, well, actually, it was a social program for the mentally ill adults. And this woman, she was sweet, really, really sweet. She was like in her 40s at the time, and I was in my 30s. And she just thought that people were in airplanes looking down on her, spying on her. For some reason, she had this thing about white car and this lady who was always looking at her. I remember her talking about the fact that she was watching TV news one night, and the anchor was talking to the co-anchor, and their name happened to be Kathy, and this person's name is Kathy, so she thought they were talking about her. And the only thing that I could do for this one is continuously remind her that she really wasn't that important, and that these people really didn't know anything about her, and that she should just go on with her day. And believe it or not, even if that sounds a little bit flip, it was a reality check for her, and she thanked me for it. Trust me, she did. So, just be aware of what it is that's going on with the people around you, and keep your calm and do your best with them. Never take on their issues as your own. That's not the point here. The point is just to be caring and helpful and to not take on too much and to realize what it is that you're working with these type of personality disorders. Well, as always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.